Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Bjerk's Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy. But I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Bjerk's Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Bjerk's and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Bjerk's, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Bjerk's, Bjerk's.com.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Trust the experts at Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got you covered with service contracts, generator service, and custom ductwork fabrication. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll County, including surrounding areas. Family-owned with decades of combined experience, Jim's is proud of their A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
765-601-1461. Call today.
Are you ready to elevate your brand with stunning visuals? Look no further than Freckles Graphics. With a wide range of service including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, promotional products, and all your signage and marketing needs, Freckles has you covered. Need it fast? No problem. Freckles Graphics is known for lightning fast turnaround without compromising quality. And with our friendly customer service, you'll feel like part of the family. So hit us up at FrecklesGraphics.com. Freckles Graphics, where your vision becomes reality. 765-449-8463.
Noah, where are we and what are all of these things?
Eli, we're at TC Trailers. Here at TC Trailers, they have all kinds of trailers, including utility trailers, enclosed and open trailers, haulers, and goosenecks. And if you can't find the trailer you want, they even do custom trailers.
What about people who want to look online?
They have that covered too at tc-trailers.com.
People need to see all these trailers.
Sure do. Just east of Frankfort or online at tc-trailers.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Yeah, one of my favorite all-time groups. I listen to these guys a lot. Don't tell my mom, because she thought I was always in the room listening to Billy Graham tapes. But every once in a while, I would be listening to the Doobie Brothers, that's for sure. The Doobie Brothers, a long train running. My good friend Dennis Daniel, we have the 8-track blaring, Laura. You're too young to know about the Doobie Brothers.
I am not, and I have seen them in concert more than once.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
All right. Okay. Well,
love
okay.
the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, they're Blackwater. We used to sing. I mean, we used to just blare that, and then we'd sing all the parts. It'd be like four of us going down the road in his 76 Olds Cutlass.
Nice.
Blue Cutlass with a white Landau top. So, oh, yeah. Anyway. All right, reminiscing today. We appreciate all of our sponsors helping us out on Party Line and HoosierlandTV.com. And just make sure you go out and thank the sponsors by buying from them, okay? Support our sponsors. We greatly appreciate all of them. And greatly appreciate Laura Archibald being in today as our 9 o'clock guest. Laura, always a pleasure having you. Healthy Communities Executive Director. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Always love coming.
Well, a lot of things, kind of like with Carl, you guys met like two ships in the sea passing through the hallway there. A lot of things between Coach Kids and Healthy Community. And you guys do a lot of partnership together as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are in the schools all the time and working with youth, and they obviously work with youth. And so a lot of the work that we do intersects.
Yeah. It's been especially when you're talking about Mental Health Month. I mean, mm-hmm. we're in the midst of all of that. There's been a lot of games and things that have been going on, and more to come. And there is, I think it's been that awareness now. I mean, every month has got some kind of awareness. I know it's breast cancer awareness. I mean, that's another health situation that I know yep. You guys are plugged in and involved in. But mental health is that. I think one of the things that Healthy Communities has really helped, at least on the local and regional level, is you know, break that stigma about mental health and really help folks recognize the importance that you can have indigestion. You take Pepcid AC. If you've got a problem with your leg, you go see a doctor. It might be broken, so you get a cat. If you got issues with emotions and maybe depression, a variety of different things that can be worked out there with emotions, those mental health issues are just as important.
They are. I mean, mental health is part of physical health. It actually yep. has a huge impact on your physical health as well. And, you know, I remember when before we started our Stepping on Stigma campaign related to mental health, our mental health providers used to say, well, tell them we have an office in Tipton or in Lafayette or whatever, so that people don't, you know, they can go somewhere that people don't see them.
Right.
And I finally just called them out. I'm like, you have to quit saying that.
Yeah.
You are part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, you are helping build the stigma.
Yeah.
They should walk into your office with no concern
yeah.
about people seeing them. And I don't worry when I go to the doctor for high blood pressure. I don't think, oh no, somebody's seeing me go to
yeah.
the doctor, right? So why should it matter? And that really was the little tidbit that started the Stepping on Stigma campaign that we have now been doing, I believe, for 7 years.
Well, don't you think that mental health issues, it always comes back to that mentality where they're crazy or they're going to snap or what? I mean, you know what? But that can happen. High blood pressure can cause some of that. I mean,
right.
It can
or
be a
low,
lot of,
or low, or blood, low sugars
blood sugars
or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
And here's the truth. Don't we all have something in us that can snap at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it does. It happens.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this whole mentality of crazy. That's
just drive on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, right? If I had to drive in Indianapolis every day, I might snap. You know, I live here for a reason. And so I feel like we've done a good job of decreasing that stigma. Now we have the opposite problem. Now we have all these people seeking mental health services and we don't have enough providers and we have long waiting periods and transportation barriers. So, you know, it's that double-edged sword. You reduce the stigma so more people seek help, but then you don't have the providers for the help, so you have long waiting periods.
Now, and I may say something a little controversial here, but at the same time, bear with me as I kind of navigate through this, but there's also that thing that we create this mindset to that almost everything and anything is a problem and a struggle. Sometimes you just have to have human resiliency to and I know through the mental health program that's being taught. You don't have to go see a counselor on everything, or you don't have to call, pick, you know. You've got to learn to handle some things on yourself.
Absolutely. And so that's on the prevention side. Yeah. And so we work even harder, actually, on the prevention side than anything. And we're in those schools every single day. Every single school in our county works on mental health prevention. Yeah. So they're teaching kids coping strategies. They're teaching kids what emotions are, how to name them, how to deal with them, and, you know, healthy ways to cope with feelings and emotions. Because, like we were just talking, it happens to everybody, right? It's about how you build that resilience, right? So there was actually a grant through North Central Health a few years ago for 3 years for youth resilience.
Yeah, $2 million for the region,
building youth resilience. And so, you know, all of our schools are on board with this. Every single school now has curriculum in place to help kids build their mental health and to build resilience so that when things happen, because here's the truth, it's life. Things are going to happen, right? And we want to teach those youth when they're little how to handle those things and go through them with some resiliency so that it doesn't affect their long-term mental health.
Yeah. Well, and maybe the controversial part of this is my thinking that maybe is not always spoken, but it's that we're in a society that, you know, we used to have the helicopter parent that just kind of hoovering, but now we've got the lawnmower parent that just kind of mows down any obstacle or challenge for their kid.
Or the combo. They're the lawnmower helicopter parent, which we see a lot.
Sure.
And you're right. And we have to let kids face some adversity and learn how to deal with things. And, you know, it's always interesting. I teach parenting classes, and not that I have been a perfect parent either, but you learn from the knots on other people's heads is what I always say. Learn from the knots on my head. It's fine.
It's a good idea.
And the parent cafes that we have every month, that's exactly what you're doing, is you're learning from other people's lived experience, right? Yeah. And that's one thing we talk about, is that you have to help navigate situations for your teens, or it's usually teens, but your adolescents. But they need to have some decision making in this, and they need to learn those skills.
Yeah.
And you can help guide them, but you need to let them make some of those decisions. You know, we talk about things like letting them have their own health insurance card, letting them filling out paperwork, letting them call and make appointments. Like, our job as parents is to raise responsible, grown, healthy adults.
Yeah.
And
we're not raising kids. We're really raising adults.
Right. We're raising adults.
Yeah.
That's the whole, the end game here is to raise responsible, healthy adults. And so to do that, they have to practice being an adult. You know, you don't become a pro basketball player never picking up a basketball, right? Yeah. You have years of practice. And that's what that adolescent period of time is. It's practicing to be a healthy, responsible adult. And in doing that, you have to let your adolescents have some decision making in there.
Yeah.
You have to sometimes even let them make mistakes.
And that's why I always say teenagers, the teen years are such that they're the most difficult time of life, because you got adults trying to tell you got some adults are saying, I want you to still be a kid. The kid is trying to be an adult because they think they are, because, you know, well, I'm 14 now. I can, you know, I'm 16. I can drive now. Or I'm 18. I'm an adult now, according to the, but yet they may have a 14-year-old mentality, and still living under the roof of mom and dad. Then you've got the kid that you're trying to give them more responsibility, but yet they continually fail miserably, and then you say, okay, it's just easier for me to do it. It's tough to be a parent of a teenager and an adolescent, because you're trying to navigate that as well. So having these kind of classes, certainly, and so if there's a parent out there that's struggling, that's saying, what do I do? How do I handle this scenario? Instead of calling 911, maybe you can call Healthy Communities and see if you can get, you know, connected with one of these parenting cafes, these
parent cafes
to see, well, how do I learn from the other knocks?
Yes, exactly. You know? I love the parent cafes. You know, we do those every single month, and I usually have about 25 men and women there. And I love how it's changed over the year. It used to be all women. That's all I had was women. Yeah. And occasionally one man would come, you know. But now I have men that come every single month, too. And, you know, it's really amazing because men and women look at things differently.
Oh, yeah.
And the women learn from the men. The men learn from the women. You know, and people learn from different
parents. I think that's called family.
And people learn from different parenting styles. Yeah. And you're right. It is called family. But unfortunately, we know that not a lot of
families. We live in a broken world.
Yeah. Not a lot of families have mom there and dad there. So
absolutely.
Picking up those things from each other, I think, has been really vital. And those parent cafes are powerful.
Yeah. I say this a lot. A woman cannot raise a man. I'm sorry. And you may disagree with me, but what a man can give to a son to become a man is God-given, and it is something. A woman can do her best and help her, but at the end of the day, you need to have that male influence in that young man's life. Same with a girl. A dad can't give everything that girl needs to become a healthy adult woman.
Yeah.
And so having this shared ideas and shared experiences certainly is going to be only a benefit.
And there's something to be said about when they say it takes a village, because it's true. You know, my son, his dad died in a car wreck when he was 9 months old. And you're right, I could not do that all by myself. But thankfully, I had brother-in-laws and a dad and a brother who were willing to step into important roles in his life, our minister at the time. Yeah. You know, those people that were played huge roles in his life, some coaches. Yep. You know, there were men that were there for him and for my daughter as well, that stepped in and did that. And it does take a village, right? It's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely.
It's okay to need assistance. It's okay to say, hey, I can't do everything all the time by myself. And I think that's one of those things that parents feel isolated and like they're on this island sometimes, and like they have to do all of it all the time for everybody, for all the kids. And and that's just not true. I mean, I found that, you know, after my husband died and I was raising these two kids by myself and trying to, you know, be the sole financial supporter of our family, I really had to rely on other people. And I am a very fiercely independent woman.
No.
And that was hard on me. That was hard on me to have to realize that I couldn't do it all, that I had to depend on other people to help me along that journey.
But Laura, that is part of balanced mental health.
It is.
I mean, that is of understanding where you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's the opportunity to, and the great thing about what Healthy Communities does, it is a supplier of help. I mean, we were talking about suppliers off the air. You are supplying help to people that need help in those certain areas.
Yeah, and what I always tell people is we give people a hand up, not a hand out,
right?
Because we want to teach them the skills that they need to be healthy and live, you know, a healthy lifestyle. And when we're talking about health, people always think, you know, your blood pressure, your weight, all of that. We're talking mental health, but we're also talking things like housing, financial stability. All of those things impact your health. And so, you know, that's really those wraparound services that we try to provide. But we do a hand up, not a hand out. You know, we'll help you find a job, but you have to build a resume. We'll help you do it. We'll teach you how to do it. But you need to know how to do that.
Right.
That's why we have a computer lab, you know.
Right.
We will help you with housing applications. We will help you do things, but we are not going to do them for you.
Yeah.
And so we teach you how to do those skills that maybe you, for whatever reason, didn't acquire growing up. So teaching people those skills are very important.
And I would say before we leave the subject that you know there would be parents that sit there and I've had these discussions. They feel guilty because they want to kill their kid. I mean, they're like, and I don't mean that right. literally, but I mean right. that figuratively. They're like, I can't stand my kid because he's driving me crazy or she's mm-hmm. driving me crazy. And you know, those are pretty normal, you know, emotions. And you know what? You have a place in Clinton County because not every county has this type of offering. Right. It's a resource to be able to talk to people about those emotions and feelings because you know what? You may run into another parent and says, oh yeah, I feel that all the time when my kid's doing this and doing that, but I've learned, here's my coping mechanism with that. Mm-hmm. Here's how I've handled that because I recognize he's not an adult yet. I'm trying to get him to be an adult or her to be an adult. And I have to recognize that he has got a long way to go. And I'm part of, I look at the life as a journey and, you know, there's these little exits, you know, these pit stops that we take on the highway of life. You know, you go down 65, you can't just drive down 65. You can't get from Chicago to Florida without stopping. I don't care what kind of vehicle you drive.
Correct.
You got to pretty much, you're going to stop because if nothing else, your bladder's got to stop. Okay. So, and in life, we're going to have exits that we have to stop. And thank God there are people, I believe that God has ordained to put in people's life at those exits. Some exits are really bad.
They are. And they're hard to find the way back to the highway, yeah. right?
Some exits are addiction. Some exits mm-hmm. are rape. Some are divorce. Some are horrible life experiences. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's always that there's someone there that is ready to, and that's what I appreciate about healthy communities because in that exit of life, there's that rest stop.
Yeah,
also.
For sure.
There's that rest stop. And so, okay, a lot of other things going on. You got Youth Substance Abuse Prevention Month as well.
That was September, yes.
Oh, yeah, you just went through that.
Yeah, and we had a great month. We had a lot of special events, but our Recover Out Loud event went really, really well. Over 100 people out for that. And
yeah.
Thank you to the Frankfort Police Department, Mayor Sheets, for helping us on that, and it went great. We CNR Catering and Center Township and NHK all helped sponsor that event so that we could make it possible. It was a ton of fun. Did a walk up around the square with cowbells to yep. Recover Out Loud. We were loud. And then had bounce houses and a free meal and games and lots of people in the community. This was my favorite part. For the first time this year, we did raffle prizes. And we just wanted to be able to keep the excitement and encouragement up during the event. And so we asked local businesses for a donation, a gift card, a gift basket, whatever. They showed up. I mean, it was amazing. We were raffling items off for the entire two
awesome.
Hours.
Fantastic.
And it just shows the support that we have in this community for our recoveries. And, you know, I can't even begin to list them all because there were so many.
Yeah.
But it was so amazing, Shan. It was so heartwarming to know we have that kind of support.
Oh, yeah. Look. I put our community up against anybody in the world.
Amen.
I mean, we are so blessed by the people that live here. And, you know, we have our issues. It's like being a family.
Right.
Every family's got life. That's why you have to have resiliency. And that's why you have parent cafes. And that's why you have healthy community organizations and United mm-hmm. Ways and Coach Kids. All these organizations, you know, and the church. I mean, you've got so many different organizations and that are made up of great individuals that care.
Yep.
And I think when the call out for someone to say, hey, can you help us with this stepping on stigma? Can you help us with this substance awareness? People are there because they do care.
They do.
And there's compassion there. So healthy communities, you know, they do a lot, not just for teenagers, not just for parents, but the SIDS awareness. I mean, sudden infant death syndrome, we're still pretty high in the ranks of the country, Indiana, for infant
yes.
mortality.
So we do really a really great job in Clinton County. For being a small county, we have what's called a fetal infant mortality review board. We just finished that, the annual review. We unfortunately had 3 infant deaths in the previous year, but not all of them were deemed unpreventable. Okay. So that is always, you know, for people who work on the prevention side, right. It's like, thank goodness, yeah. We're, you know, the word's out there. But one of the biggest things is safe sleep, because that has been a problem for us in the past. And so,
okay, so what is, so how do you safely put a kid down? Because, you know, it has been all over. I've been a parent for a long mm-hmm. time, now a grandparent, now a great grandparent. And I'm always thinking, no, I can't put them down that. No, I can't put them that way. No, wait a minute, I got to remember. So tell us, mm-hmm. give us the official. How does a kid sleep? How does an infant sleep?
Alone on their back in a clutter-free crib.
Okay.
Okay. So they need to be alone. They should not be co-sleeping with parents yeah. in a bed on a couch.
Yeah.
None of those things. They're too soft. There's too much bedding. That's very dangerous. Yeah. Even if it's not like right up against their face, it makes a little tent in it. What it does is it increases the CO2.
Yeah, the carbon dioxide. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and babies don't always have the strength to change the direction of their head.
Yeah.
And so that CO2 builds up. So they have to be alone. They have to be on their back. Okay. So that changed over the years. I remember one kid only on their belly, another kid on their side.
Their heads to the side.
Yeah. And then the last kid was on their back. It is on their back. Yeah. And I always remember the ABCs: alone, back, crib.
Okay.
Okay. Alone and on their back. And then we say a clutter-free crib. They don't need all that junk.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't need stuffed animals. They don't need a bunch of blankets.
Yeah.
Okay, sleep sacks are great, or one blanket that is firmly wrapped around them. Right, okay, right. They don't need 15 blankets. They don't need a pillow. They don't need stuffed animals. All of those things are actually sleeping hazards. They increase the risk of SIDS.
Wow.
You know, the stuffed animals, all of that. So make sure that crib's, you know, safe. No lead paint. No, you know, the slats are the required with those things, but that is really what you need, alone on their back in a crib.
I think too, there's another, I mean, because kids mature differently. I mean, so kids, there are kids that also learn to get out of the crib. I mean, there's a point where you have to say, okay, the kid can't sleep in the crib anymore because they're climbing out of the crib. I've seen those videos. You're like, how in the world is that kid doing that? But they learn.
They do, and that happens. But if there's stuff on there in the crib for them to climb up on,
That's very true.
That makes it easier for them to climb out is
very
the
true.
Other thing.
That's
so
very true.
That's just a ladder. That's all that is,
that's
a step stool, right?
yeah.
So
that's a good point.
It is. I have a girl we used to work with, and her son and daughter were in cribs in the same room, and they literally, she had a camera, you know, one of the baby monitors. And she showed us, and that's literally what they did. They stuffed their stuffed animals up, and they could crawl out of the crib. And they were toddlers, but so they were just stepping stools. So you don't need all that stuff in the crib.
Well, if nothing else, you have learned that today, okay? The bat on alone,
on
their back, in
a crib.
Clutter-free crib.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's unbelievable. It's 9:30. How can people get a hold of you, Laura?
So they can always give us a call at 765-659-6063, or they can stop by. We're at 1234 Rossville Avenue.
123. Did you guys make that up?
We did not, but when I heard the address when we were going to buy the building, I'm like, that's the one.
1234 Rossville Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about there's opportunity for some expansion down the road, maybe, hopefully. So we'll keep praying. And
we are very limited on space.
Yeah,
so
So see what we can do. And if you want to help Laura, you'll take donations and things as well.
We do. And our annual event is actually November the 7th. It's at our Trinity Hope Center at 806 North Columbia at 6 p.m. And anyone is welcome in the community. Just give us a call and let us know you're coming so that we have enough food. It's the community impact is the theme this year, and it's us and the health department together,
awesome.
Our annual event. And, you know, if you want to see what we do, this is a great event
awesome.
To come see it. It kind of gives a recap of everything that we do in the year and gives you some statistics and all of those things. We're going to have a community impact panel this year instead of a guest speaker.
Oh.
So we're actually going to have clients up there talking about how Healthy Communities, Trinity Hope Center, or the Clinton County Health Department, or all three, changed their lives.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
And so, and we have some youth on the panel as well. So I think it'll be a neat night. So if anyone's interested, just give us a call again at 765-659-6063.
All right. Laura, as I told Carl, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep
Thank
it up.
You,
doing a great job. I appreciate that very much. I almost said man. I'll say sis about that. Doing a great job, sis. Appreciate it. All right. Laura Archibald from Healthy Communities. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. We'll be back, good Lord willing, on Thursday. Until then, talk to you soon.